Are you sick of all the winning yet? Are you begging President Trump, please stop? It's too much winning. I can't take any more winning. This is so funny. It's adorable when the UN thinks that it's relevant and thinks that it matters. But on the UN Jerusalem vote, the General Assembly rules against the U.S. declaring recognition of Israel's capital null and void. Yeah, right. Who cares? But. The UN is proving itself more and more irrelevant as time goes on. For one thing, this organization is just a big Israel bully, basically, and a U.S. bully, too. But they hate Israel. They always have. There's a lot of good information about that. But this has been described as a humiliating blow for Donald Trump on the world stage. And it's not, because Trump doesn't care about the UN, and I don't care about the UN, and you probably don't either. They're terrible. What have they done? But it's being described as a humiliating blow that the United Nations General Assembly has voted by 128-9. Can you believe that? 128-9 to declare that his decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital is null and void. You know, there are even news organizations like Independent who are saying that it's a controversial decision. Yeah, because the world is stupid and the world doesn't know what's going on. So yeah, it's controversial in the world, but really Jerusalem's been the capital forever. It's the eternal capital of Israel. But so just days after the U.S. used this veto power at the U.N. Security Council to block a similar measure, the General Assembly resoundingly condemned the America's unilateral action, which most observers said would hamper efforts to secure peace in the Middle East. I don't think so. I think that when you have a bully, you can't just be passive about it. Sometimes you need a bully to deal with the bully. Sometimes you do. This isn't a problem that can just be ignored. Most times, my advice for if you're dealing with like a bully online or something is to just block and delete them. You can't really do that with the Middle East. You can't really do that with the countries surrounding Israel. They can't just block them on Facebook. So it is something that needs to be handled. And sometimes if somebody hits you, you just need to hit right back twice as hard. So this article from Independent goes on to say that while the vote has little practical impact, it is not legally binding. It is a considerable embarrassment for the U.S. as it reflects global opinion. Who cares? It is not an embarrassment. I'll tell you, when the world hates you, that's a good thing. Because the world is an idiot. The world doesn't know what's going on. And so, look, if you're hated by idiots, that's great. That's a good thing. Listen to this terminology. As the U.S. licked its wounds, Palestine... What wounds? We're winning all the time. It's phenomenal. But apparently, a Palestinian Authority leader, Mahmoud Abbas, his spokesman, Nabil Abu Redan, something, seized on what he said would be a victory for Palestine, which, if you're not familiar, is a totally made-up country. But here's a direct quote. Actually, I think it's somewhere adjacent to, like, Wakanda and north of Narnia or something. But here's a direct quote. Quote, "We will continue our efforts in the United Nations at all international forums to put an end to this occupation and to establish our Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital." End quote. Are you kidding me? So 35 countries, many in Africa and Latin America, have abstained from the vote. Experts have predicted that at least 150 votes in support of the motion. There was speculation that the high number of abstentions was a result of Trump's administration's threat to take names of countries and cut off humanitarian aid funding. Good. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we have countries that don't share our interest, why would we give them money? That's ridiculous. Think about it this way. Do you donate to causes you don't believe in? When you donate and you give money to people, do you give money to like Planned Parenthood if you don't agree with Planned Parenthood? I certainly never would. So Rwanda, Uganda, South Sudan, Malawi, and several Caribbean and Pacific Island nations all abstained. Canada, Poland, Australia, and Mexico also joined them in sitting out for the vote in perhaps a nod to other political pressures from the U.S. Britain voted for the motion, as did India and Russia. And ahead of the vote, the U.S.'s ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, who is awesome, phenomenal woman, had warned that the U.S. would be taking names of any countries who supported a resolution criticizing Washington's actions. So the Associated Press and Nikki Haley had written to most of the 193 UN members stating, member states, warning of possible retaliation. She said that the president was taking the matter personally. Good. Okay. That's fine. That's great. This isn't, when it comes to, you know, having lives at stake, sometimes you got to take things a little personally, or at least react as if you do. So anyway, speaking to a member of his cabinet on Wednesday, President Trump said that he liked what Nikki Haley had spelled out, quote, "For all these nations, they take our money and then vote against us. They take hundreds of millions of dollars, even billions of dollars, and then they vote against us," President Trump said. You know, this article is obviously left-leaning and biased, and it keeps referring to him as Mr. Trump. It doesn't even put the period after Mr. Quote, "We're watching those votes. Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care," end quote. That is a great attitude to have. Why fund a country that doesn't share your values? So in 2016, the U.S. contributed approximately $13 billion in economic and military assistance to countries in sub-Saharan Africa, $1.6 billion to states in East Asia and Oceania, according to the U.S. Agency for International Development. And Ukraine was among the 21 nations that were not present for the vote. So Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said that he completely rejected the preposterous UN resolution. Good for him. As well he should. Well, obviously he would. But he said in a video on Facebook that Jerusalem, quote, "always was, always will be Israel's capital." He also said that he appreciated that a growing number of countries had refused to participate in the theater of the absurd. So really what would have been great is if they came and voted and sided with America and Israel. That would have been great. I would rather them sit out than vote against us, but at the same time, you know, show a little backbone, Trudeau. But yeah, like that's ever going to happen. Netanyahu also thanked President Trump for his stalwart defense of Israel, and also joining the U.S. and Israel were Togo, Guatemala, Nauru, Palau, Micronesia, Marshall Islands, and Honduras. I've probably heard of half of those, maybe. So don't feel bad if you haven't. But despite the disapproval of so many countries, Richard Gowan, a UN expert at the European Council of Foreign Relations, told The Independent that the vote is still a win for Trump in a perverse way. There's nothing perverse about it. So, quote, "It fits with his tough guy, anti-globalist image. If he had backed down in the face of UN pressure, he would have looked hollow to his domestic supporters," end quote. That's what Mr. Gowan said. I mean, if he backed down, we absolutely would have looked down on that, and we would have been right to do so. So The Independent is saying that it's not a win for Nikki Haley in his estimation. So he's quoted as saying, "She looks diplomatically isolated and a little inept and has undone the work that she's put to build relationships with diplomats," Mr. Gowan noted. "No, she's tough, and she has values, and she's willing to stick with her values and not waver just because she's friends with people or because she might want influence in other ways." No, that's good. So the White House has not publicly commented as of yet, as of this recording, though by the time this is released, it might. But the White House right now has not currently publicly commented on the vote. But Nikki Haley took to Twitter to, quote, "appreciate these countries for not falling to the irresponsible ways of the UN," end quote, and included a list of all those who voted no and have abstained. Good for her. Good for Trump. Good for America. Good for Israel. Good for Benjamin Netanyahu. And I guess bad for all the people that hate us and hate them. But you know what? I don't care. I think this is great. And tides are shifting. You know, this is a really good thing. It's a good thing to see. And you know, when we have a president like Trump that is making the conservative opinion more prevalent, that really helps people like me, people like you, people who otherwise as in the 8 years of Obama, wouldn't have had a voice, wouldn't have really been able to say much. Now, we're still getting censored to death. We're still getting shadow banned to death. I mean, YouTube is trying to tell me that only 200 or 300 people are watching my videos. That is a lie, because I know my audience, and I know there are a lot more of you out there than only 200 or 300. That is ridiculous, and I don't believe YouTube. I believe you guys, because I get the emails, I get the Facebook comments, messages, tweets. I get all that stuff, but especially the personal emails and all that. If it was only 200 or 300 views per video, there's no way Josh Peck Disclosure would be able to continue. And actually, speaking of which, if you haven't had a chance, go ahead and head on over to Josh Peck Disclosure. That's the official website. That's the central hub for everything that we do here. And because I know that there are more than 200 or 300 of you out there, people have been donating, and thank you so much. Please continue to do so, because it really does help. If you've been on the fence and you just kind of don't know, pray about it. Pray about it and see what God is leading you to do. And if he leads you to donate, you can do that at joshpeckdisclosure.com. You can do it on patreon.com/joshpeck. For as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron, which you get entered into contests, and if you give $3 a month and above, you can get free books and stuff. Also, if you commit to $20 and above, then every month you'll be able to talk to me personally. I set this thing up where every month we'll do a Google Hangout, and for all my Peck patrons who are donating more than $20 a month through Patreon, I'll set up a Google Hangouts, and we can talk, and you can ask me anything you'd like, and I'll spend time with you, and it'll be fun. I'm excited about that. I want to get that started. I'd love that. So go to patreon.com/joshpeck, and you can donate there, or you can just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate and donate there. But that's how we're able to keep doing what we do. So, all right, all that being said, thank you so much for viewing. If you haven't had a chance, go ahead anyway, even though YouTube is basically garbage now. Not the people, obviously, but just the organization. Go ahead and subscribe anyway. Click the little bell and tell YouTube that you want to be notified whenever I put up one of these videos. YouTube is definitely suppressing just everything they can on this channel. It's driving me crazy. I've been sending letters. Actually, something else, if you really feel inclined and you want to help, contact YouTube. There's a little help thing in the YouTube page. Click help and ask them, why won't you let us watch Josh Peck Disclosure? Tell them how much you love this channel and that you don't want it to be shadow banned. You're tired of not being notified. Let them know that I'm doing that. And if we get, what I've realized with YouTube is if enough people do it, they'll kind of cave to pressure. So let's do that together. All right. So thank you so much for watching. And until next time, take care and God bless.